The Vice President, John Dramani Mahama, has announced government readiness to invest 850 million cedis in the oil and gas industry. He said government has allocated funds to expand the Sakrade port for easy exportation of the oil. The Vice President said the funds are part of the 3 billion Ghana cedis Chinese loan. Mr. Mahama announced this at an international conference on the avoidance of the oil curse in Ghana in Kufuria. It is being organized by the National Development Planning Commission in collaboration with the Ministry of Energy.
The conference is being attended by government officials, stakeholders in the oil and gas industry and other development partners. According to the Vice President, Ghana has so far produced about 22 million barrels of oil and exported 21 cargoes since the commencement of the oil drilling last year. He stressed that the country has no excuse to be caught up in the oil curse syndrome. Vice President Mahama said government is putting in place legislative frameworks to monitor and ensure transparency and accountability in the oil and gas sector. He said government is making frantic efforts to mitigate challenges that would pose threats to the oil and gas industry. Vice President Mahama said Ghana is blessed to be among the oil producing countries. There is therefore the need for Ghanaians to support government to protect the resources of the country. The Minister of Energy, Dr. Joe Otenyeje, said government has found it imperative to ensure that details of the petroleum agreement is made known to the public. Dr. Otenyeje said his ministry believes that the oil and gas industry can be the engine for industrial growth. He said government also believes that the synergy between the oil and gas industry and the rest of the economy is critical to ensuring that the country achieves broad-day development in the exportation of its natural resources. The chairman of the National Development and Planning Committee, PV Obey, enumerated some of the assessments and deliberations made by government and the committee to ensure that the sector is well managed. He said lots of challenges are likely to abound with the exploration of the oil and gas. There is therefore the need for stakeholders and Ghanaians to come out with what he called an anti-curse agenda to help minimize the challenges. The Omahini of New Drabin, Dasibre Otibuatin, called for special laws and mechanisms to ensure that the country derives optimal benefits from the oil and gas industry.
That was the news desk report.